UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Everybody knows this is the time of day to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, you know what it is. It's Friday.
Can I have your pizza tonight, Steve?
Yes, you can take my pizza, Marcus.
Thank you, Steve.
Which, by the way, the baby's going to mom's, and the wife is off tonight, so maybe we can get out somewhere.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Pizza day!
But for lunch.
That's a good call.
Yep. For lunch, thanks to George and the Baranos team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Baranos has you covered for the big games races this weekend. Carry out, delivery, or dine in 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Baranos Pizza.
I got a shout out. Can I do something?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It is the Louisville Bats are in a dogfight with Las Vegas right now for the best AAA stadium. And Las Vegas took the lead last night. Louisville's taking the lead back this morning, but you got to think the fine folks in Vegas are just waking up. So they're starting to mount their troops, and voting ends today at 3 p.m. You can vote on numerous devices twice a day. So I've retweeted it. Shameless plug for the Twitter, at Nikki Vestman. Find the link, go down, and you can vote. Grab your phone, grab your iPad, grab your kid's iPod Touch, do they still have those? I don't know. Grab his iPad, grab your Amazon Kindle, grab your Fire Stick, grab your computers, grab everything that's electronic, and vote for the Bats, because we can't lose to Vegas on this one. We can't. Slugger Field is a wonderful experience. Bats baseball. Baseball isn't always that great, but the experience is great, and one of the main reasons is because we have the best AAA ballpark in the country, and we need people to go vote for it. So please mount up, 502.
That was you landed that well. I give you credit on that. I have somebody that would like to have a second shot at stardom.
Dunk, okay. Thank.
All right.
Thank.
Zay, you ready? All right.
Hi,
Xavier. What are you doing?
Can you say go cards?
Go cards.
All right.
Confidence.
All right.
Welcome Thank back you. To 93.9.
He did it. He got it.
Listen, did he see the disappointment in your face, Steve, when he didn't perform the first time?
Yeah, he was like, he kept grabbing me and he said, "Oh yeah, he knows how to do the L now, Marcus." He wanted you to know he can throw up the L now. So when we pass go cards, cuz that's just what we do. It's just called that,
right?
He throws up his L, so
he's learning,
and so good for him. One person, some group that should learn. I mentioned earlier the On Three article, right, about DJ Wagner.
You're right,
good stuff.
Small mention,
you know, they have, since that article, put out a picture.
I'm listening.
A little separate picture here.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Did you send it to me?
I am sending it to you. I'm sending you Ty Spaulding's tweet right now. So you'll see Ty Spaulding's tweet. The picture. Okay, now remember, in this article, DJ talks about Louisville, Kentucky, mentions Auburn, talk about all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So On Three Recruits says, as they put a picture of John Calipari and DJ Wagner, just a photoshopped picture, in quotes, "Coach Cal is a great coach, and that's a great university. They've had some great teams come through there." The tweet says, "Five-star combo guard DJ Wagner has high praise for Coach Cal in Kentucky with eyeballs, Marcus. Big eyeballs." You want to know what else he said in that article?
I'm listening.
"Louisville's a great school. Coach Kenny Payne is a great coach. It's a great school and a great university." I love how Ty Spaulding put that quote and said, "Five-star combo guard DJ Wagner has high praise for Coach KP at Louisville. Eyeballs." Give your money to the right people, y'all. Give your money to the right people.
Where I want my Photoshop. I want my Photoshop of DJ Wagner in the tinted and standing over Kenny Payne's shoulder.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what came out of that article. Hey, you know what? You know what, Marcus?
Let it happen.
Because this one, no. Here's the thing. This one is not behind a paywall because I don't. And never will.
Patron.
Subscribe to this. But DJ Wagner, the number two overall prospect. This is Joe Tipton of On Three.
Joe Tipton
is in no rush to make a college decision. "Everything's going good," Wagner said in his recruitment right now. "I'm enjoying the process. Focused on the Peach Jam." When asked if Wagner will begin visiting schools after Peach Jam, which runs through the 24th, he replied, "Maybe." I then asked which schools Wagner would see. He responded, "I'm not sure yet." For the most part, Wagner's recruitment remains a mystery, only that he, his father, and a few others know the exact details. Louisville, they're a great coach, great, you know. Kentucky. He says, and it's funny that they left this out after he talked about Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how he starts his Kentucky thing. "Same thing. Same thing as Louisville. Coach Cal's a great coach. They're a great university. They've had some great teams come through there." Now, they left out the, "Well, same as Louisville."
Yeah, because that didn't help. You know, add anything to the meat of the
story. Wagner said he's looking for a winning system, a system I could fit in and help try to win. Listen, then we go to the NIL part of it. Wagner said, "It's not really an NIL deal. It's just me promoting it," Wagner said. "We're just some hoopers, and they wanted to get some stuff out there, so we're hoopers. They just wanted to help get the product out, and we wanted to help with that." To which Tipton says, "It's difficult to ignore the fact that Wagner will represent the Nike brand in this promotion when you consider the Kentucky Wildcats are also sponsored by Nike." Now, listen, remember, he talked about Auburn in this article too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Auburn?
Under Armour.
Under Armour. Right. Interesting. They're under Armour. Wow. But yet writes this sentence. "It's difficult to ignore the fact that Wagner will not represent the Nike brand in this promotion when you consider Kentucky Wildcats are also sponsored by Nike." Louisville, on the other hand, Adidas. What about Auburn and Under Armour? No, just Louisville. Appreciate it, Joe. But it's not as if he signed some multi-year shoe deal. But this quote-unquote promotion with Nocta is notable nonetheless.
You see what I'm saying? That was the A1 textbook example of why DJ Wagner doesn't talk to the media about his recruiting. Because I can literally, if you ask me a question, Steve, right? You listening to me?
Yeah.
You got your story written already. When you asked me that question, you had it already written. You asked me, is there any, what's the deal with this NIL? It's not an NIL deal. It's not that. I'm just a hooper. They wanted to get some stuff out there. It's not an NIL deal. I'm just a basketball player helping some people get some stuff out there. You know what that got translated into, Steve?
Listen.
You just read it. Well, yeah, it's with Nike, so Louisville's Adidas. This is Nike. It's obviously a Nike thing. It's obviously some Kentucky, you know, who's also like, no. I just
remember he plays on a Nike ran AAU team on the Nike circuit because I know what Andy was saying when he said, well, if it was an Adidas thing, it would be a bigger story. Well, yes. One, because him going to Louisville is the bigger story.
Right.
If he goes to Kentucky, Cal's just still got their number. And he's, you know, if he goes to Louisville, it's a bigger story because Kenny Payne come in and took it. But, yes, if he was in an Adidas promo playing in the EYBL circuit on a Nike-sponsored team, yes. That would be a bigger story.
Right, but he's already been on that same circuit.
It would be like,
team.
Whoa, something's going on here with Adidas. Like, the fact that he's cutting an Adidas promo on a Nike circuit with a Nike team, like, oh, you know, yes, the uproar would be much bigger.
Right, but do you get what I'm saying? Like those insinuations and those dotted lines being connected. It's like, okay, that story was going to get written with or without his commentary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was going to be written that exact same way. Like I said, it doesn't. Hey, if I tell you, hey, this has nothing to do with Nike, it's nothing to do with NIL, it's nothing to do with anything. It's just my AAU circuit people that I have a grown relationship with. Look, he ain't put none of that. He didn't put any of that stuff in there. No explanation on, hey, I've been doing this circuit for 3 years now. You know, hey, just wanted to get some stuff out there. They treated me good, treated my team good. Hey, I ain't mind doing that. No NIL, nothing. It doesn't mean anything for my recruitment. Doesn't mean anything.
And listen, it doesn't mean that Kentucky and John Calipari didn't call Nike and say, why don't y'all call DJ Wagner on this because Robert Dillingham rides. It doesn't mean that either.
Right.
They absolutely could have. They absolutely could have and probably did.
Right.
Say, if y'all listen, because apparently somebody from Kentucky put out yesterday or something, not from Kentucky, mm-hmm. but like one of the Kentucky writers, I don't know, there's a million, including On Three. It was that, you know, you could see some players and staff wearing the Nocta stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there's a connection there with Kentucky. So yes, Calipari probably had a hand in
why
don't you get DJ Wagner involved in that too? Yes, absolutely, sure.
Right, just trying to push this stuff, you know, into your lap.
But I will say this. I'll tell it on the night show tonight. I'll tell it on the night show tonight, but Kenny Payne has been known to let's just say there were recruits back in the day that, you know, you never say no to money.
I mean, listen, when he was talking to my daughter yesterday. Did I just say that on air?
Kenny Payne was talking.
Want me to drop it? We have 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah, people weren't supposed to know that Kenny Payne was talking to my daughter yesterday.
I legitimately dropped it.
I was joking.
Well, I bet.
Good. Well, they should have been listening anyway.
That's interesting. So Kenny Payne was talking to your daughter?
Yeah, yesterday.
Well, that's fun.
Yes. I mean, that's family business, though. Yeah, so I like. So, you know, don't get mad at me. It's family stuff, you know.
Uncle KP?
Yeah, I mean, Steve, when we're all family, it's just like some stuff just got to stay in house.
Yeah, it's all one. But yeah.
She had just got off the phone with KP when I was talking to her. So
that's pretty awesome. That's fun.
I'll just leave that in the family conversation, though. So Steve.
Okay, fair enough.
Since you made a natural transition into basketball.
Yes.
You feel like talking a little basketball?
I'm always.
So do I.
Hang on. Let me check with KP and see what we need to say today.
Ah, yes. Hold on. Let me just make sure I haven't got any messages, any updates.
Okay. No, nothing. So we can hold on.
Okay.
So we can talk fresh today.
KP, any updates you want me to?
Yeah. Do I need to spin?
Okay. Share with the public.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, if we get anything, we'll just change the narrative mid conversation.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So other than that, we just love the university, and I'm going to look for ways that they can be good. So if that bothers you, I would change the station now.
We need a fake spin sound effect. So whenever everyone's accusing us of that, we'll just do like, whee!
Which, by the way, the same people accusing you of KP would give their right arm to get text messages from KP. That was true.
I've seen what you would do for access.
Like, dude.
That may work at some point. That may work.
I can trim it down. It got a little obnoxious, but you know.
Yeah, it was a little much. But
a little much, yeah.
Here's
the thing. 12, maybe needed it like a 6.
Okay, so Steve.
Maybe a 7.
When I finally corrected my homework assignment.
4 is average.
It is? Well, happy day.
Let's go Friday.
When I finally completed my assignment, Steve.
Yeah.
And went and watched the Notre Dame Louisville game. Hey, everybody. Do this with me. Tell me, text in or call in, anything you remember about Louisville versus Notre Dame basketball last year. Because I know you're not going to remember anything. So that's like a tough trivia question, okay? Really quick, text me anything you remember about a Louisville going to Notre Dame. Nikki, I'm going to tell you a couple things that you don't think you're going to remember, but you are. Last year, there was a period in the middle, you know, in the season stretch when Pegues's coaching. There's a little story that came out, right? Story had everybody all, you know, it's good. It's great for radio. You want to know what that story was?
What's that?
When Coach Pegues put it out there, like JJ Traynor was thinking about transferring. Do you remember that story? You don't remember that story?
Vaguely.
That's disappointing. But
Nick was a vessel helping to get that out there at that time. If you remember correctly, Marcus.
Fair enough.
Not to make it awkward.
Fair enough. Okay, well, there
Nick was like, Dad said he's going to transfer.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Nick.
I did say that, yeah. Nick. Well,
no, let me clear it up.
We thought he was.
Pops said, in his opinion, let me be clear, he wasn't give it away. These parents listen to these shows, dude.
Like, oh, okay, so here.
Oh, well, I know. It was just, we were like, he's not getting any run. It's ridiculous. Listen, like, if I were him, the quote was this. If I were him, I would transfer because he's not getting any run here.
Around the same time that this rumor started getting leaked, or this narrative started getting put out there that JJ was considering transferring, this is around the same time Malik was showing his ass big time. This is about the worst effort that he was giving, so much so that LaPhonso Ellis was like, I'm paraphrasing, get him off the floor.
Yeah.
A commentator in a game is looking at a player on the Louisville team and saying, that's an embarrassing effort. This is a guy, he's not a Louisville fan. LaPhonso Ellis, as a matter of fact, we all hate him for being a Louisville hater most of the time. He knows the stuff, though. So, you know, everybody cuts him slack. We know LaPhonso Ellis knows what he's talking about when he's not hating. But listen, this was a thing.
It's any former Notre Dame.
Right?
Yeah, they just, that really feels that way.
Nikki, Malik was showing his ass. That's harsh. I'm sorry. That's Friday. I shouldn't say it so harshly like that. I shouldn't cuss like that.
Showing his butt.
He was showing his rear end. Okay? Didn't start, but was acting up, pouting. Louisville had an excellent start that game, right? This little rumor that J.J. Trent, we're on the back end of the rumor. We had very knowledgeable inside information that this whole thing did not come from JJ, and it was a total surprise that this was even a subject. Could you imagine just all of a sudden you get on social media and you read, man, Bob's going to, you know, so and so, you know, whatever, right? And you come
Bob.
Right, and you come in.
Dino's on Bob saying that he's gonna transfer,
right? And then
that could have happened.
Listen, and then I come to you, Nikki, and I say,
miss those interviews.
If I say, hey man, your Bob's leaving, and you were like, what? I hadn't heard nothing about it, so no, you know, I would think I'd know. Like, that's how blindsided.
I feel like we just went through that too.
Fair enough. That's how blindsided they were as a unit.
Wait, what was that about?
in the JJ Trainer field, okay? They were completely blindsided with these rumors. Then Coach McGee said, or he had either just said it or said it next, we're going to have to talk to him about his decision. And they're like, what are you talking about? There was no decision. There was no conversation.
It's what JJ's.
Yeah, people. JJ's camp was saying there wasn't any conversation to even have a decision about any decision.
So why did the coaching staff think he was going?
He was asked, and we were trying to figure out where this rumor, because here's the problem. Malik was acting up. Sydney had just started playing really good in some previous games, and everybody was saying, why isn't JJ playing? Why isn't JJ touching that floor? He's the most athletic person on the team. So the pressure was ramping up on the coaches to give him a shot. Right? They came out playing hard. JJ, you were still a double agent at the time. You want to know what happened? Coach tried to be a show off and just throw JJ in like a clutch moment. You can play this kid all year, right? Yeah, I know you're starting to remember.
Yeah. Because right, we talked about that. We were like, oh, this is a sink or swim moment. And
ice cold, dead center game. JJ Trainer.
Second half.
Right. It's in the second half, Nikki. JJ Trainer probably hit. Maybe it's end of first, Steve. I don't know if
no.
it was second.
No.
Yeah, okay, you're second right. Half. You're right. Yep, you're right. Yep. JJ Trainer came in and quite possibly hit the most clutch, meaningless, pressure-filled three-pointer of any college basketball player's career. First time he touched the ball, he pulled the three-pointer from the top of the key. Bottoms. That sideline exploded when he hit that shot. Mason Faulkner played with more fury, you know what I'm saying, on his late and one. Mason. Jalen Withers played as passionate and as dog as I had seen him play, Steve.
Probably best game Jalen had all year.
Right.
Yeah.
So
for last year.
Yeah, right,
not,
right.
Not his whole career.
So keep in mind, people, all this was going on at this Notre Dame game on the run. The hardest playing team outside of Malik Williams.
Yeah, J.J. ran the floor, caught an oop.
It had an oop, kept the ball alive on another play. Yep. Would that end up getting a rebound? The play opened up. Think about this. The very first bucket of that game was Sidney Curry getting the ball in the block. Jalen Withers diving to the basket. Malik hitting Jalen Withers for a bucket crashing. That was the first play of the game.
Malik or Sidney?
Sidney. I'm sorry. I said yeah. Malik. Sorry yeah. about that. Sidney got the – I know. Jesus, I know Malik didn't do that.
Something happened that game. I don't know if it was Sidney just got put on the bench and he just wasn't playing him, or Sidney had foul trouble, but he didn't play a lot in that game for some reason.
But that first play set the tone. Like I said, those guys brought it. And I'm telling you, if you go back and see, you can see when the substitution happened. You can see all of a sudden – Louisville goes on, what'd you say, Steve? A 3-point scoring drought, or a three-minute scoring drought. Mm-hmm. When Malik got in that game, this guy blows around Malik, and the commentators is like, "That's the worst effort I've ever seen."
Well, LaFonso Ellis's point was, he was like, "If you're a captain and you're coming, it's like suspension, like that's just an excuse."
Yeah, if you're a captain, you should, and coming off suspension, that's an inexcusable effort. You should be the hardest playing person on that basketball court. Go back and look at this, y'all. Yeah, like, this is not me making up a story, okay? And so then you say, maybe I'll come back to this game, maybe I won't. But when you start going back over those games and you start looking at the minutes, you got two ways to deal with this. You can force yourself to admit that Coach Mack just likes playing older players. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Mack likes tough, mature, physical, older players, okay? Because if you watch those games, and I'm talking about a generic basketball IQ, and nobody on this, like nobody who listens to this show, well, very few people have a generic basketball IQ. But the simplest of basketball IQs can say, Noah Locke was playing terrible basketball for the majority of the year. Noah Locke's playing terrible basketball for the majority of the year.
Yeah, I mean, overall. Yeah. I mean,
Malik Williams played terrible basketball for the bulk of the year. Jared West, specialty is defense and pressure, which is the exact opposite of what Coach Mack does.
I know.
The skill he's elite at. Okay, so that basically turned Jared West into a glorified finger pointer leader guy. You dribbled up the court.
The proof in that, Marcus, is what you're watching Jared do overseas right now.
Yes.
I mean, he's MVP of the league. Like, I mean, he
is he breaking cool. like steals records?
Yes.
No. Yeah. He's awesome over there.
Yes.
Yeah. Like in in the league he's in. I mean, let me be clear. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying he's the best player in Europe right now or anything. But like, yeah. I mean, he was literally like the MVP of the league.
Okay. And he's doing it with his defense for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the one thing that he's elite at, Coach Mack did not adjust one bit. The only time Jared West was effective is when he went completely rogue. And I don't care. Look, I got two games left. I'm doing my thing. Jared West played his last three games was the best Jared West version, because a couple times he's just like, I'm just going to take the ball today. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now we just said, and I'm going to give Mason Faulkner a pass personally, because I don't think his legs were healthy. Mm-hmm. He came in injured. I don't think he ever got right, okay? Yeah. But let's just say injured Mason Faulkner. If he's injured, coach, you can see, like, okay, so here, this is all going to come together. Mason, Jared, Noah, Malik all had very disappointing years. But I still like the roster in general. So fast forward. When we talk about Kenny Payne, right? Noah Locke played all year. Noah Locke was never going to get you over the Florida State humps. Noah Locke's not getting you over North Carolina and Duke. Noah Locke's outmatched. Jarrett West outmatched. I mean, if we changed our defensive style and let Jarrett West pressure somebody, you know, which was not going to happen. But he, listen, Jarrett West, call it what you want. When we lost to Tyler Harrell, Tyler Hero,
yeah,
in the Yum Center. Y'all remember that when we said we just don't got the dudes, we don't got the size, right? I'm tying this all together. Noah, Mason, unhealthy Mason, Locke, Malik, unhealthy Malik, and Jarrett West. They had a ceiling. They had a ceiling. Now, what if you had a coach who said, you know what? Kamari, get in there. Kamari, listen. At the beginning of the year, Noah Locke's better than Kamari Lance. Right?
Yes.
End of the year, you're going to want Kamari Lance in there against Florida State. Not Noah Locke. Okay? So, Kenny Payne, listen. People wanted us to go after more Noah Locks. More, you know, more combo guards just to have guards. Just to have point guards. Just have guys who, quote, unquote, handle the ball. This is what people wanted Kenny Payne to do. Fill the locker room up with Noah, Mason, and Jared. And Kenny Payne is saying no, because when you go get Noah, he's better than Kamari Lance for the first 10 games. But how about I play Kamari those first 10 games, and let's see who can help me beat Florida State at the end of the year. Yeah, because Noah and Mason were going to be better than Kamari at the beginning. So those guards you were going to bring in to fill out your roster, by the end of the year, they weren't going to be your dudes because they have ceilings already. Listen, there were two guys out there that, okay, they don't have ceilings like the rest of these, this a guard market. Hunter from Iowa State, your boy from Chattanooga, what's his name?
Malachi Smith.
That's why they ended up at Texas and Gonzaga. Because, like, no, okay, those dudes are game changers. The rest of the market, the point guard market, was not game changers.
I say maybe Nigel Pack had a shot, but it was clear Nigel Pack was going where the money was. You know,
okay,
I mean,
right. I'm just saying it's a clear drop-off in the talent levels. And even the biggest Kenny Payne – once you didn't get Malachi Smith, once you didn't get Hunter, the biggest Kenny Payne haters said there's nobody left out there, you know, that's like that anyway. Okay, so what if Kenny Payne agreed with you? Okay, yeah, I agree. There's nobody. So when your narrative was, well, he struck out for the whole summer, and Kenny Payne said, no, I didn't strike out. I'd rather have the minutes in Kamari Land's hands and Devin Reed's hands. Do y'all realize Notre Dame stomped Kentucky in Lexington early in the year?
Well, it was Lexington last year was in Notre Dame.
Sorry. Okay, well, I forgot it was 2 years in a row. Excuse me for getting. You're getting.
The losses.
The back-to-back losses to Notre Dame. But here's the problem, y'all.
Stomp them.
Yes,
I don't really like saying it. You're turning me into Nicky Valentine.
Yeah, one point is a stomping, Steve. I don't care what you say. Listen, if I get to play Irish,
it's a pretty good impression of me there. Nailed the cadence.
If I get to play Irish music, they got stomped.
Okay, fair enough. I like it. They got stomped.
Okay. There's no chance in hell Notre Dame at the end of the year beats Kentucky.
Kentucky would have beat Notre Dame at the end of the year by 20 points.
Easily. But here's the problem. You got those mature guards with a ceiling on Notre Dame early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Listen, give me an adult guard that was on Kentucky's team, Steve, an adult point guard that was on Kentucky's team last year. A transfer.
The Wheeler kid.
Wheeler started, so give me somebody. Give me one other guard that's not Ty Washington. One of them guys that came back. Creighton, Davidson.
The Grady kid, he was.
Yeah, let's just say Grady, you know. Grady would have been more effective early in the year because he's older, got a lot of experience. Ty Washington is a difference maker, game changer, but he's young. They gave the minutes to the guys that had the big Davion Mintz. That's who it was. That's what I was trying to think of. Davion Mintz.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. But you understand? No.
Yeah.
You play Ty. Let him take his lumps early, figure it out. Mm-hmm. End of the year, he'll be ready to go. Right?
Yeah.
Because coaches understand that the ceiling part is a lot more important than padding your win-loss stats early in the year. That's a return to Denny Crum's Hall of Fame career.
Unfortunately, this is the last little compliment I'm going to give Kentucky because I'm about tired of this. Let's remember, they were a 2 seed. And I'm going to be honest with you. The reason I celebrated that St. Peter's.
Oh, God.
I really thought Kentucky was going to the Final Four. Like, in my closet. They had to
beat St. Peter's and Murray State.
Marcus, in my prayer closet last March and April, last March, I was like, God, give me strength to get through this. Because they're going to the
Final Four. This run is going to be nasty.
I thought for sure they were going to the Final Four. When that draw come out, I was like, and it's not just the draw. I mean, legitimately, Kentucky worried.
They had the national player of the year, Steve, and he was unselfish.
Yeah, and they really had it all. It was like, oh, man, and you got dudes that didn't care. They just wanted to win. I was like, oh, dear God, this is about to happen, ain't it?
It's happening.
Lord, you said you wouldn't put anything on me that I can't handle.
I think you lied.
I know.
Because I can't handle them going to the Final Four this year. And then you turn around and give me Kenny Payne. Gosh.
I know.
Won't he do it?
Yeah. Let's say, I'm going to tell you how good God's been.
Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
All this guard talk is getting sort of stupid. I mean,
look at Jalen. He's seen Kyler Murray. Sorry.
We can go back and look at what Bridgman and Alan Murphy were. They point guards?
Absolutely.
No, but they were pretty damn good.
They were players.
When we have players with length and athleticism, we're not going to have any little 5'11" or 6'2" guards getting caught and picking rolls trying to guard a postman somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Houston does pretty well, or did pretty well the past couple of years without having a legitimate quote point guard. I mean, I don't know what everybody is so frustrated about, thinking that there's got to be this ideal point guard beyond what we have, when we have players who can move, can pass, can dribble, and have length and athleticism.
Right.
KP's going to have guys who can play out on the perimeter as well as help out down low with their length and their athleticism. I think, you know, at my work, we have a lot of patience with the TS at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Our fan base has no patience with a NCE at the end, and it's driving me crazy.
Right. Well, Doc, I appreciate the call. I'll say this. That Notre Dame game, Steve, we jumped off the page. How many times? You know how we get mad at centers having to run back underneath the basket?
Yeah.
I watched Jarrett West get caught under the basket. 6 buckets. 6 buckets where they just threw it to the big man, and there's nothing Jarrett West could do. Because he was the back end man. I would sacrifice some pure point guard play to have Kamari Lance sitting under the basket, bumping the big man.
Yeah.
Even if you got to just bump him up and hold him outside for a second.
But what the hell do you know about basketball? I think it's.
Is that what we're learning today?
Quick. Go with me really quick, and we're going to end the week with this. Nick, will you go with me on a trip?
Love to.
All right, shut your eyes, and let's go. Nick, we're walking through a
door.
Can't
see the board. I don't know what buttons to push.
Okay, well, listen. Don't be a jackass. We're really going somewhere. Okay, listen. They gave us a little key card. We're like, all right, scanned our hand. I was like, yeah. Listen, I'm not Marcus, me. No, Coach Nolan was like, hey, Steve, look, you just access. Come in, hang out whenever you want. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we go in. We jog up the steps. They're like, no rooms off limits, y'all. So I'm like, well, let's go check out KB's office. So we go up there. We open the door to KP's office, Nick. In this big chair, big leather chair, is Kenny Payne. Off to your right, you see him right there? Hang on, look. Off to your right, mm-hmm. do you see Danny Manning?
Mm-hmm.
There's Danny Manning. Look right over there. Oh, man, look at him over there. Oh, dude, he's drawing something. Nolan Smith. Who's that? Oh, Josh Jameson, man. Look, he's been around the game for, God, man, what was he? A bunch of years.
Jameson has the recruiting board all laid out.
Yeah, he's doing that. And then I'm looking over here, and I see Reese Gaines. Like, what up, Reese? My guy, Reese. You know, it's like, oh, dang, dude, that's crazy. You got your other dude that they just brought in from the NBA. You're like, oh, man, that's crazy. Yeah, man, he's
OG Milt?
Yeah, look. No. I haven't even got to that. You've got Milt Wagner sitting there. And then, Nick, I look at you and I say, there's a reason I'm not that worried about this room coming up with some way to make us competitive this year. And then Nick looks at me and says some jackass, like, oh, yeah, but I mean, what if somebody gets hurt? Like, shut up, Nick. And then we kick Nick out, right? Okay, so now, Nick, you can open your eyes. We kicked him out of the place. And it's like, but you get what I'm saying? And Nick's like, why ain't none of them mask? I'm like, shut up, dude. Get out of here. So then Nick's gone. And now it's just me and Marcus. Nick's like, an awful lot of people in one room.
6 feet.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. But do you get my point with that, Marcus?
It's a collection of seven.
And there's people that literally called this staff nonchalant. And that's why I unfollow you. That's why this can never cross my timeline again. This can never cross my timeline again. That staff, that group, those men. And women, Stephanie. I forgot Stephanie. Think she knows a little bit about the game? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with that? We're in good hands.
I needed a Kenny Payne laugh. I was seriously going to set it up. I had you guys opening the door. I had them writing up on the marker. I had Kenny Payne laughing. I even had a kick in the ass sound effect for when you guys eventually kicked me out of there. But I only had so many windows, so I'm sorry. I got it like halfway there.
When do we get new computers?
Soon. Shout out Louisville Geek, baby. The Louisville Geek sound machine's coming, I think, in a week or two. And then
I'm going to go get some pizza.
If you thought I was dangerous before.
I enjoy working with you too, Steve.
Well, good, man. This is fun. 5 days a week, I get to come in here from 10 to noon and talk sports with y'all. Thank you, everybody who listens. Like I said, we got the numbers, man. Cannot thank everybody. Whether you agree with us, disagree with us, or just listen to get a little material to try to hate on us, which we don't hear. So, either way, appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Legit.
Land the plane, Nikki.
All right. It's a great week, as always. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. The fellas will see you next week. I believe our boy Romage.
Give shout outs, Nikki.
Yeah, Romage will be on the road. But yeah, no, shout out. Vote for best ballpark in AAA. Help out our friends at the Louisville Bats.
Hi, Phil.
I've retweeted it. Get some Baranos pizza like we're about to. Be friendly to everybody out there, no matter what they what nonsense they're talking. You know, they're people as well. So give them a hug, have some pizza, and thanks for listening to Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. See you next week.
Hey. GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.